As the philosopher Søren Kierkegaard once said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. These words carry a profound truth about our existence. We are all travelers on a journey, shaped by the path we've trodden. Our past, with its triumphs and tragedies, is not just a collection of memories. It's the foundation of our personality and the compass that guides our decisions. Turn to psychology and you'll find a similar perspective. Sigmund Freud, the father of psychoanalysis, suggested that unresolved past experiences continue to influence our present behavior. Like a phantom script, they dictate our reactions, choices, and even our dreams. In the Bible, too, we find echoes of this wisdom. In the book of Numbers, it says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." This isn't about punishment, but a reminder that we carry all our experiences within us, shaping who we are. No matter how much you try to run from it, your past always catches up with you. It's woven into the very fabric of your being. The Bible in Romans 7:19 states, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." This passage perfectly encapsulates the concept of internal struggle and self-sabotage. It's an experience most of us can relate to, the feeling of being at war with ourselves, of being our own worst enemy. But why does this happen? The field of psychology offers some insight. Our past experiences, particularly those that have been painful or traumatic, can create internal conflict. This conflict can cause us to act in ways that are not aligned with our true desires or best interests. It's like there's a part of us that's trying to protect us from potential pain or disappointment. But in doing so, it actually ends up causing more harm than good. This is the essence of self-sabotage. We carry our problems within us, often causing a battle between what we want and what we end up doing. But it's not all doom and gloom. As Carl Jung said, "I am not what happened to me, I am what I choose to become." This is the heart of achieving resolution. It's about embracing the power of self-awareness, recognizing the weight of our past, but not letting it define us. We are not bound by our past mistakes, nor are we hostages to our old wounds. In the realm of psychology, healing begins with acceptance. Acceptance of our past, acceptance of our flaws, and acceptance of our journey. It's a process, not an overnight transformation. It's about taking every experience, good or bad, and using it as a stepping stone to become a better version of ourselves. The Bible too teaches us about forgiveness and redemption. In Corinthians we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." While we can't escape our past, we can learn from it, heal, and ultimately shape our own future.